Test 68, Section 2, Question 18. This one is an inference question. It's a formal logic one. This is one that's probably much better diagrammed. We'll probably end up coming back and diagramming some of these a little bit later so you can see what they should look like. But if we look at this, we're looking for what must be true. So we know every delegate to the convention is a party member. So if you're a delegate, then you're a party member. And some delegates are government officials. Now, because they're delegates, we also know they're party members. So they are delegates, party members, and government officials, those some delegates. Each government official who's at the convention is a speaker at the convention as well. So if you're a government official, then you're a speaker at the convention. So these some delegates that they refer to at the beginning of the second sentence, we know they are delegates, they're government officials. Now, those things mean that they're also party members and speakers. So we know that there exists at this convention some delegates who are government officials, speaking, party members, and delegates. So A, every party member at the convention is a delegate. Well, that's a bad if-then. It's going backwards on the first if-then. At least some speakers at the convention are neither delegates nor party members. We don't know that anything is not a party member. See, at least some speakers at the convention are delegates to the convention. Well, yes, because we know that every government official is a speaker and some delegates are government officials, so some delegates must be speakers. And so some speakers are delegates. Remember, some works just as well both directions. And then all speakers are government officials. That's a bad if then off of the last part of the passage. And then every government official is a party member. While we know that some are, we don't know that all of them are. And therefore, answer choice C is our correct response.